to point the chaz of the yesodos each time we sit down together, because one of the mataras of the shiurim is to understand the mahalach. Not that the shiurim should be separate from each other, but how they come together as a yesod gadol amongst many yesodos. And what we've discussed till now is the yesod ha-yesodos, the moon of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that Malaycha La'arz Kevaydo is Mamish. And as such, we discuss the Mahalach of Bitachon, which comes from that. And then we discuss the Dveikis, that every single Jew is Shaykh to. And we left off last time as a Pesach into today's Shir Mitzvah, which will be the fact that Tmimus, the Tamimim in Klal Yisrael, are Shaykh to everything which the greatest Talmid Chachamim are Shaykh to. And this Shir is Lili Nishmas, Moshe Manis, Ben Yaakov Yitzchak, the Panis HaShavua. Thanks to Ariel and Jonathan Brody, and Neshama Shev and Aliyah. And that's obviously a gewaldic chiddush and a chizik for us that we hope to be considered amongst the pashtanim and the tmimim, halavai. But to know that we're not just bidiyavids, that we're lechatchilas, is something that the Baal Shem Tov encouraged very much, pushed very much. We know that he used to disguise himself before his eskalus, and he would go and spend time amongst the simpletons, the amaratzim. And he would tell them stories, and he would have hana from them, and they would have hana from him. And he worked very hard to be makarev the rabbonim. And all the biggest talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, many of them at least, were... It was the beginning of chassidus, so it wasn't that their people were born chassidim. He would talk to the Amaratim, but he had his eyes on the Talmid HaChacham. And he was makarv them in their beautiful stories about the Heskaradvis of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, and the Tiferes Yisrael, and other very famous Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Because the Zohar says that tshuva wasn't created for Rishayim, it was created for Tzadikim. The Tzadikim should do tshuva. So let's develop this idea a little bit more and see how it fits into the Yesodos which you've already established. So on the top right corner, we're going to have about 5-6 Ma'ar Mekoymes about the Yisus Yod. HaBaal Shem Tov Oymer Ki Gadol Shebagdoilim Tzarech Lilmoid MeHaPashut Shebepshutim. The greatest people, the most amazing Talmid HaChachamim, need to learn from the most simple Jews. Ki etzlam nimtza etzem hatmimus. In the same way that the Amaratzim can learn from the Talmidei Chachamim Das and Chachma and Torah and Halacha and Musar and Chassidus, there's a virtue which an Am Haaretz has, which is bigger than a Talmid Chacham, and perhaps even as he grows in his Chachma, it outshines this midah, the midah of tmimus. And so therefore, the Baal Shem Tov very much the kesher between the Rebbe and the Chassidim, and in the same way that the Rebbe is mashpia to the Chassidim from his dargas and his madrigas, that only comes, as we'll see maybe when we speak about Rebbe and Chassid, from the Chassidim. But more importantly, the Rebbe has a lot to learn from the Chassidim themselves. And that's the tmimus. And that gives the Rebbe humility when he sees their tmimus, which he's yearning for, which he's striving for, as he's growing in Chachma. Chachma and Tzimis don't exactly go hand in hand, unless a person works very hard on making that Shalom B'Tshuva. That's why on the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol, there was the Urim V'Tumim. Urim and Tumim are two separate qualities. Urim is Or, which is the union of Chachma, V'yayim Elokim Yihi Or, V'yihi Or. And Tumim is Tmimus. And the godless of the Kohen Gadol, who represents the tzaddik of the generation, is that he's able to make a shiluv between Ur and Vitumah. That's the heart of the Kohen Gadol. And so therefore, this achdus, this yichud between Chachma and Tmimas, can be seen from the tzura of the Gadol Shebegdoilim and the Pasha Shebepashtan. That's something which the tzaddik has to learn from the Pashtanim, from the Amaratzim. Marenu Habal Shem Tov Nishma Se'eden Or Gadol Bavaydasim Shalanashim Habshutim. He saw a great light by simple Jews. For all generations, we will quote that which was known to be said by the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, b'shivchem shel mekayim mitzvos, that he extolled everyone, all the simple Jews who are mekayim mitzvos, mispalelim v'omrim tehillim, they're shul goers, they say tehillim at home, b'tmimus v'emuna pshuta, mibli das kavanas aper shadarim, they don't even know what they're saying. But this is Pshat and Pasuk. It wasn't referring to that the big tzaddikim in the times of Mashiach, that everybody will be big, great Talmid HaChachamim. It's referring to now the Jews, that they're kulam tzaddikim already. Yehudim shutim ha'imdim bashuk. They go to work every day. Soivim ba'kfarim avachuzas ha'tzilim. They wander around in the kfarim and other places, and maskirim shim shemayim, and they say, Baruch Hashem, Emir Hashem. Misparnesim migia kapeim, they work hard to make a living. Umachzikin b'nei Torah, and they support the Talmidei Chachamim. Umevim sefer lebeis haknesses b'simcha rabba, and they bring home a sefer for the beis knesses. They didn't have a big library, but when they would be zeichet to have a sefer, it was a big simcha by them. Hinei v'amech kulam tzadikim. This is pshat v'amech kulam tzadikim. V'heim la'olam yeshu aretz. These are the ones who are marbe. They create an atmosphere of Yerushalayim because they're speaking about the Ribbono Shel Olam always. Hashem is in their lives in a very real way. That's not something to be looked down upon. Baal Shem Tov saw that as being very great, as we'll see as we continue. These are mamarim from the Chedor of the Chabad, by the way. B'shem Arena HaBaal Shem Tov Shubishas Psichas Ha'aron. When we open up the Aron Kodesh, kishi Yehudi afili Yehudi pashet. When a Jew, even a simple Jew, biyoiser, very simple, oimer brich shmeid my alma, and he says these words that we say always from Shlomo HaMelech. Blessed is the name of the Master of the world, brich kisach ve'asvach, your crown and your land. Yehei re'usach im amach Yisrael la'olam. Let your ratzon be with Klal Yisrael forever. Now, a simple Jew does not know what those words mean. That's why it was chosen, but also because it's a very deep connotation. If he says it in emuna pshuta, with a simple emuna, me'ayim kadaliba, these are the words, from the depth of his heart, with a sincerity, with an emeskait. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memali bakashasa kula emeksasa. Baruch Hashem hears that and he says, this is what I was waiting for. This is a tefillah. Rachman aliba bai, and he got it. He gets it from the Pashtanim. I'm going to have to explain this a little bit more, Mitzvah Hashem, by the time we're done. Hopefully we'll have a more of an oimek in the oimek deliba that we're talking about here. This is from the Shafach Chaim, this next Mayamakam, as we go down. The Klozen Beger Rebbe, Zeichet Tzadiv Kodesh Lebracha. Hayra lanu habal shem tov HaKadosh she'amar. This is a little bit sharper, so I saved it for the end. But you have to understand, before we share it, that the Baal Shem Tov was teaching a way of Chassidus. And he said sometimes things which seemed very sharp because he was pushing people to greatness and he wanted to know that the level which we need to achieve, not achieving that, a person can't see it as just being good and sufficient. A person has to see that if he's not striving for the tachlis, if he's not there yet, you have to know that you have a ways to go and you have to push yourself to go higher and to know your faults and your shortcomings and not just to say, oh, it's okay because it's pretty good or it's very good. But the Baal Shem Tov, more than that, revealed in Oymek that middle ground can actually be a very big chisar. So don't get caught by surprise. Hayra lanu habal Shem Tov HaKadosh she'amar. Halavai hayo l'Hashem Yisborach nachas ruach mitalmidei chachamim. Halavai that Hashem should have the same nachas from talmidei chachamim kemo hanachas ruach sheish lam yapshut yam, that he would have from even the simple Jews. Shemisnagim b'tzmimas v'lo b'tzvias v'sheker. That they conduct themselves with a tzmimas, and not that they're putting on a show, which is just sheker. It's dangerous to become a Talmid Chacham. It's dangerous to know a lot, because if it rubs away from that pshitas, from that tmimas, and now it's a matter of, you gave up that tmimas for this wisdom, but when this wisdom comes with gaiva, so the Baal Shem Tov was saying that you lost out. It has to be that a person is on a journey of tmimas, and he uses his chachma to develop more tmimas. That's the essence of a Jew. And again, the Baal Amar Makom, that's from the Chidush Yarim. This is going way back. B'mei HaBaal Shem Tov Zechus Yagin Aleinu Hay Gedol Lehador. In his times, they were Gedol Lehador. Gedol Lehador. Shehayu Loimdim Yoyim V'Lada Basmada. Day and night, they learned Torah. They never ceased to learn Torah. V'HaBaal Shem Tov Docha Eisam. And he disregarded them. Machma Zeh Shehayu Lehem Geyes B'Limad. Because the Limad HaTorah brought them to a gaiva. That's sharp. You would say, thus is hevel. It's emptiness. Take a look at the next marmok, and we'll explain a little bit more. This is to the left, not going to the top, but to the small print. This is from the Hakdama, from the Drushim of the Imre Yosef. Spinka. K'moshe Shamanu v'avisinu sipadon ha-maisa. He wrote over this story that he had the Kabbalah. Shabbat tzaddik echam in Medina Rechaika. A tzaddik came from a faraway place. Shahaya sagur or masuga kolayim v'leidibar mshum adam. He locked himself up in a room, and he learned Torah yom v'leila. V'haya tzaddik, and he was tak a great person. K'shasham es shema rabino hakadosh marina rabbi Elimelech zatzal from Lizhensk. When he heard about the name of the Melech, me'inyane maifsav hanoyroim and his ruach hakodesh his madrigas. This is what attracted him to the name of the Melech. He heard about all the spectacles that he made. Nadvaru chalisa elav. He said, I got to go meet this person. Ubalaham bismedrash shel Rabbeinu, when he came there, v'Rabbeinu tzafa b'Ruach HaKodesh, the name of the Melech saw in Ruach HaKodesh who was coming, v'yatza ilam b'beis, the Beis HaMedrash. So he was at home, and the tzaddik was coming to the Beis HaMedrash, and the name of the Melech went there. But again, they were trying to be makar of these Yidin. You know, it said, dach ha'isam, what does it mean, dach ha'isam? I mean, that it wasn't chashav to the Baal Shem Tov. They worked very hard to be makar of these tzaddikim. The name of the Melech went out to greet him. Vanessa Moshanam Sever Panam Yafais showed him a smile. Vatekif Amrla Rabbeinu, and he said to him, it says in Pasuk, this is the first words that he said, Im Yisasar Ish B'Mistarim V'Ani La Yerenenu Um Hashem. If a person hides B'Mistarim in hidden places, V'Ani La Yerenenu Um Hashem, and I won't see him, Hashem says. That's how you really touch the pasuk b'pshat. But this is what he told this Jew. Haper shukach, this is how you read the pasuk. Im yisaser ish b'mistarim, if a person hides himself, soiger u'misurgim v'lemedu b'sfalo, meaning he hides himself in a room, in a closet, and he learns Torah and Tefillah all day. That type of a person hides himself. Va'ani, and he's an ani, ratzalama, shechoyshe b'dayetu shebechinas ani, he thinks about himself, how special I am, ani lamdin, ani tzaddik, ani oyved Hashem. The Pasuk concludes, Lo yerenu nu Hashem, I don't see you. Kamar ben Chazal, as Chazal say in Saita, and that Kamara speaks very sharp about Bali Gaiva. Ani eina nivuhu yuchilin lo debiyachad. Hashem says about such a person, you and I, we can't fit into that room together. So you're shtagging and you're learning and you're davening and you're working very hard, all for me, and Hashem says, it's just you. It's just you and it's not me. The Shekhinah doesn't rest on such a person. And of course, it fits into what we were speaking about in the previous shiurim, the dveikus. The dveikus which comes from the Malaycha La'aretz Kevaydai. That in order for a person to have that dveikus with the Malaycha La'aretz Kevaydai, he can't have any chatzitzas. And we explained in last shiur that the ikar chatzitza that a person puts up is his gaiva. Anoichi oimed beinu veneichem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Anoichi is what separates a person between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that there's a Hester upon him. The Malaycha La'aretz Kevaydai, that Gilui means that there is no Hester upon him. The only thing which is causing a Hester is a person's own Ani. So if a person is working hard and he's toiling and avodas Hashem, Yom Avalayla. So the Baal Shem Tov says to such a person, he says, you've taken the tafel and you've left away the ikar. Because if you're using the chachma and the Torah to build the ani, so then you're only strengthening the hester pan and the mechitza between you and the Rabbanu Shalom. And if the tachas is to achieve that vekas, so then the Torah, which is given as a tool to have that vekas, you're using now as creating a mechitza. And that's pshat in many gemaras. You know, when the Baal Shem Tov came, all the gemaras existed already. But he created an or, he revealed an or, which when you go back into those gemaras, and you go back into the Devi Chazal, there's a new oimek and there's a new way to understand every single gemara. The Chazal say that a person who learns Torah Lishma, then the Torah is a samachayim. And if not, then it's a samamavet. Just take a look in Sota, Daf Dalet, Daf Hey. Person who's a Baal Gaiva, it's like an Avodah Zarah. And that's because a person is stepping in Kutcher B'Yuhu's toes. It's like we said before, if a person veers from this emuna, that's Avodah Zarah. It's not mamish Avodah Zarah, but mitzad tachas abriya that Hashem says, I want the whole world to be filled with my glory, I want to be known. If a person makes an ani, that's a pesel. He's allowing his gaiva, not in halach and not in glim gesatayah, but in primi satayah, it's the equivalent of Avodah Zarah, because mitzad tachas, what Hashem wants to reveal, doesn't allow that to be revealed. And Hashem says, chaval, chaval, that you're working so hard in Torah and Tefillah and Avodas Hashem, but you're strengthening your ani, and you're doing everything right, but everything wrong. That's from the Yisoidus of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And to bring that up more, go to the top of the page. We'll have a few more makimas to express this idea fully. In Perlei Yesharim, in the top, in the middle column, Tzadik Echad Amar Lifnei Baal Shem Tov. Ani tarachti v'yagati v'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. I've worked so hard in Avodas Hashem. Uduvasayif lahisakti shem dovar. And in the end, I'm empty-handed. I have nothing to show. Kani hedjeru pochas. I'm an ama aretz. I'm a lowly person. Mavish nishta mensh. Baal Shem Tov said, v'heshiv zeh hisakta. Not true. You achieve this. Lihiyos beinecha shafal upochas. You got the good stuff. You got the bitl. You got the anava. You have a lot. If your yeshish is your ani, is your ayin, is your bittel, then you've actually succeeded. But that havamina maskana is the gilu of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Take a look at the next one. Welcome from the Kutei Halacha. This is Rabbi Nasan. Iker hatachlis hu ha-shiflis. Ki iker hatachlis hu l'hakir ha-bor yizbrach. The reason why shiflis is the tachlis is because the tachlis is to know Hashem. V'i efshar l'da'as usor yizbrach. It's impossible to truly know Him. Shezehu iker ha-chayim nitzchim ki ma'ideh shiflis. Unless a person has humility. It just doesn't shtim. It's impossible to know Him and to be masculine, to truly know Him, to merge with Him, to have dekas with Him. Unless a person is willing to commit himself to being ayin. This is a word which comes up only in Hasidus, by the way. This is an innovation of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Because even though in the Svarim, in the Musa Shem, they all talk about anava and shifla. These are words which are all over Chazal. But this word ayin is because if you're working in the framework of the Yisoidus of the Baal Shem Tov, which is that it's a gili of ein al mavada, it's a gili of malei chalas kevaydai. That means there leaves no room for you anymore. So the Baal Shem Tov was megali a certain type of a bittel, which is called ayin, that since it's ein mavada, and you have to shtim with that, then a person has to make himself ayin. That's the only way. So since the tachlis that Hashem wants to be megal Himself to reveal His malchus that the whole world should see malech alarz kevaydayu, we have no choice but that the avodah should be shiflus, but a shiflus of an ayin. As we see from the Rayatz in the next Mar Makom, going down, yesh l'mamar from the Baal Shem Tov, haneshama lo medes time b'kodesh baruch sif derekia. Before a Jew comes down into this world, he learns Torah from Hashem's mouth, v'kodesh baruch hu merdes Hashem l'zda'o ilam. And Hashem says to the neshama, come down into this world. But not just about to learn Torah. It's not just that. That's why you're going to learn Torah. That's why you're going to shtag in Torah mitzvahs. For this tachlis, to make your ani, and to flip it into ayin. Even if a person is a very big Talmud Chacham, and he could say about himself, ani Torah. I'm a big Talmud Chacham. I'm a Talmud Chacham who's like a Sefer Torah. In Torah or in mitzvahs, tzarech mi'ani la'asas ayin. Missing out on the tachlis is to make your ani into an ayin. Kifi she be'emes huklum, because that's the truth. Any other way would not be the truth. And nothing, therefore, if a person is a Talmud Chacham and the Daga of Ani, no matter what his Ani is, even if you can get the OU and the Chassam Sefer and every Hashkacha to say this person is a Talmud Chacham, if it comes with an Ani, it's considered to be treif, legabe, the bittel and the tmimas of an ish pashut b'Yisrael. And in the top left corner, from the Sefer Or Hagonas Lasanigim, we have Al Shem Tov, Zal Ha'adam Kishareitze Sheyishra Lev Alakusei. If a person wants to be Davak B'Hashem, that it should be a Mishkan, as like Iker HaKol Sheyidav Yavin She'ein by El Alakus, he needs to know that there's only Alakus. Va'az Yish Hachana Sheyishra Lev Alakus, Kishachet Shatzma La'ayin. That's the way. To make himself into an ayin, then he can be Zechet to that Vegas. Otherwise, there's Chatzitzas. So of course this comes back to the mid of tzimimus like we spoke about before. The tzimimus of the simple Jews, which even great people need to be davik to tzimimus. Because the only way to be masig, this musag avinu novado, is shaloi b'seichel. It's not something which the seichel can understand. Less machshav atfisa beklal, the Zohar says. What seichel can understand the Ribbono Shel Olam? So if a person is pushing seichel, and he's in the seichel, and he's working in the seichel, but there's no tmimus, so the ingredient which allows him to connect to einol novadai doesn't have. That tmimus comes from the heart segidin. To be peseich the lev, to reveal that tmimus which every Jew has in his heart, that's the kegli, like we said in last shir, that the kli to be makabul atzmusa yizbarach is the mid of tmimus. So to develop this a little bit more, why tmimus when it comes to Torah is so important. Take a look at the next Maran Malkum from the Ben Basi. Shamati gamkin b'shem Maran HaBal Shem Tov sh'amar Torah Hashem tmima. You see where this is going. Ratzel Leimar, sh'lo haya oid ba'oilem mishiv teches ha-Torah. Nobody yet has ever learned Torah. It's a pretty big statement. Nobody has ever learned Torah yet. Ki hi oid stuma b'li Pesach. Nobody has even opened the Torah yet. And so therefore, why are we learning Torah if we can't possibly understand it? If we're just picking at it, and we never made a Pesach, so what are we doing here? Says the Baal Shem Tov, the whole tachlis is, as the Pesach continues and concludes, Meshivas Nafesh, is to bring a person to tshuva, to return to his source, to become Ayin, to align himself with the truth. It's not that a person should become a Talmud Chacham, that a person learns the Torah, that he should become a Tam. It's Tmimas, Meshivas Nefesh. That's why the Torah is called Tmima, because it brings out the Tmimas of a Jew as well. And going down to the Mori Naim, the MS, said the Mori Naim, Ein Lamdon Vein Chacham. All the Lamdonim are not Lamdonim, and all the Chacham are not Chacham. Ki Torah Hashem Tmima, V'amahob Hashem Tov Nishmaz, V'amginz Miroimim, Ki Hi Tmima, Shelo Hischava Adnan V'Hishleim, the Torah is still complete. Has yet to be opened. Ein Chacham. Sheds light, of course, on that Chazal in the Mishnah and Avos. Ezehu Chacham. So we would think that Ezehu Chacham, the answer to that question would be a person who knows 60 Masechtas. He knows Bavi, Rishalmi, he's called a Chacham. But that's not the answer, the Gemara, the Mishnah says. Ezehu Chacham, haloi me mikol oda. That he's able to learn from the simple Jews. Not just simple Jews, but even a guy walking on the street is mikol oda, Mepharshim say. If he has, and according to what we said before in the first time, Malcolm, halamin mikolda means this person may not be able to teach me anything. Nothing about Torah, nothing about halacha, nothing about mitzvahs, nothing. But what can I learn from kol adam? What can a chacham truly learn? Is the midah of tzmimas. If he's a person that whoever he sees, he's able to say, ah, I'm chapping a geshmak from that tzmimas. I wish I had a tzmimas like that. That's a chacham. Because he's not looking for chachma. He's looking for tmimas. Because he's a chacham to know that Torah is Hashem tmima, and there's no such thing as a chacham. If you understand that, then you're truly a chacham. Nobody says it better than the Likutei Maran, Rabbi Nachman, how he brings out this meme, the tmimas, and he speaks to all of our hearts, and he says, we all have that tmimas. This is a combination of two different Maimakoymas here. One is in Yotes, in Tinyana, and the other one I think is Memhei. Aval be'emes etzleinu, he says, don't be fooled to think that the ikar avoid is in chachma. Because be'emes etzleinu, by us, ikir hasagas atachlis uvaka yidei emuna u'mitzvahs ma'isiyas, is through emuna and doing mitzvahs, v'lavid Hashem al pi ha'tera b'tmimus u'b'pshitas. Va'ayidei ze ba'atzmai zeichel l'mashe zeichel. You're going to get what you're going to get because of your tmimus. Ayin le'ra'asa, which is the dag of l'asalavo, yimayis ha'mashiach, ha'lam haba, as it says, reishis chachma yiras Hashem. Not just the beginning of all chachma, but the tachlis. She'ikir reishis ukdimas ha'chachma, hurak yiras Hashem, zetzarech l'haktim ha'yira l'chachma. V'teida she'ina davar v'daita. It's not like they say, chas v'shalom. Ki im kain, because if that's the case, that the ikir is chachma, not tmimus, then there's a very big flaw in ma'isa b'reishis. That means, le'yasigo ha'tachlis, the only people who will truly achieve the purpose of creation is rak mesima at ma'amayid, only the select flu who are very big giants in Torah. Those are the only ones who the world was created for. But everybody else is just b'di'evids and nebuchs. Nobody else made it. Dahainu ha'bali secher on the philosophim, he calls them. U'mayasu katani ha'irich. What is everybody else supposed to do? And he groups himself in that category. She'inahem seichel, because alachar chakiris, to delve, whether into the world, or to muskalos and taira, she'im roi v'ikar oilum. The ikar velt of these people. Eichesikuhem atachlis, how are they going to make it? Abo be'emes ikar hasagas atachlis hu rak aditim mistaika. He says, this is muchach, that the ikar has to be tmimus, because Hashem wouldn't create the world for just a select few. Dehainu yiras Hashem, u'mitzvahs maises bepshitus gomer. Every Jew who does that, is already holding by a shmek of the tachlis. Ube'emes acher kol ha'chachmas. And the truth is, he says, after all the chachmas, afilu mishadei ha'chachmas be'emes, real chachma, acher kol ha'chachmas, tzarech lahashlech kol ha'chachmas v'lavad es Hashem b'tmimas v'pshitas gomer. You've never began. Tayres Hashem t'mima, b'lishum chachmas, v'zeh hi ha'chachma ha'gedoyla sh'b'chol ha'chachmas. Livli liyas chacham klal, not to assume of yourself that you're really a chacham. Ki be'emes ein chacham ba'olam klal, like the Mara Naim said. Ve'ein chacham ve'ein tuna negdol yisparach. Nobody's a chacham before Hashem. Ve'ikar hu, ki rachman al liva bai. That's what Hashem wants. He wants our hearts. And the heart is where the tmimus is at. And therefore it's that keli. It's only tmimus, which is associated with emunah and pshitas, like we spoke about before, that can only be the keli to absorb the musag of malei chalars kevayidai. It's nothing else. Less machshava tfisa beklal. It's only the tmimus which is that keli. Turning the page, this tmimus is not just. It's not a nairus. It's not a foolishness. It's something which is very deep, and it has a kesher to etzem nishmas Yisrael. It's not a regular tmimus. To understand this, we have to go to the Balat Tanya, a very famous piece in Perek Yud Ches, where he describes the Mesiras Nefesh that every single Jew has in his heart. Now that plays here with this Tmimus. V'lachin kol Yisrael afilu hanashim ami ha'aretz, every single Jew, hey ma'aminim Hashem, our believers in Hashem, she'ha'amudah hi lamala min adas v'hasaga, because emuna is something which is higher than das and higher than asaga, so therefore it's shaykh to everyone. Ki pesi amen l'chol davar. Because even a simple person has the koyach to believe. V'arim yavinu l'gabi kadosh baruch hu shu l'mala min ha'seichel. And since a kadosh baruch hu is higher than understanding, v'hadas, v'les machshava tisa be'klal. And no seichel, no machshava can understand him. Ha'kol ki pesi mitzlo yisbarach. Everybody is a pesi. Everybody is a tam. Ki dechsi v'ani bar v'la'ed l'behema se'isi mach. Tavan HaMelech says, I'm like a behema when I stand before you. Ve'ani tami nimach. This is really Hashem speaking to David. Klamer shebezeh she'ani baru behemas ani tami nimach. David says, the fact that I see myself as a behema, that's why I'm with you. That's why Hashem is with me. Ve'lachein afilu kal shebekalim, the most simple Jew, v'poishe Yisrael, the biggest sinners, ma'isrim nafsham al kedushas Hashem, they give up their lives for Hashem's sake, al haroiv more than not, v'soivlim inuyim kashim, and they're willing to bear unbelievable suffering, shalalich bar v'Hashem echad, so as not to be koyfer in Hashem's achlis. V'af em heim bayrim v'am ha'aretz v'yoydim l'gdulas Hashem. Even though they know nothing. Like, you know, the Ayvet said that in the Inquisition, the Talmid Chacham didn't give up their lives. It was the simple Jews who gave up their lives. Sometimes, if the Chachma becomes a Heser to the Tmimis, a person is concealing his Yiddishkeit. His real Yiddishkeit. Even though they know nothing, they just can't be koyfer in Hashem's achdus. They can't explain it to you either. Just because behind mishum Hashem echad, meir umachaya kol hanefesh. But now he reveals the real reason. It's because Hashem is the life force of every single Jew. Ayide hislab shusa bechimas chachma. It's just that it comes down. This is something which has to do with the shtickel that he's talking about. That it's wrapped up and it's the slavish in chachma. But that's not the ikar chachma, because this is truly the chachma which is lamayla min adas v'haseichel hamusuk muvan. The tzmimus of a Jew that he's willing to be a tam lifnei Hashem is because he's makusher in his heart to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a way which is higher than das. And when a Jew is in a position where he has to give up his life, avodah zarah, gilui raiyos, shfichas damim, what happens is that even simple Jews, Hashem Yisbarach, he squeezes out this tzmimus. And this tzmimus expresses itself in Mesiras Nefesh, not that a Jew is giving up his life for the Ribbono Shel Olam, but because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Makar HaChaim, he's the root of my life. Like my Rebbe always says, Mesiras Nefesh does not mean you're giving up your life. You're not making a sacrifice by giving up your life. By giving to Hashem Yisbarach, you're attaching yourself to your true life. You're being Megala, the truth. The truth is that when a person does something for Rebbe Shalom, he's just upgrading. He's coming to a Hakara that Be'em is the Makar HaChaim, my real life is the Rebbe Shalom. And these halachas of Vodazar Gila Rash Vichas Damim are like a simulakach. It's a reminder that a Jew has to this yisoid that Hashem is his makar chayim. That's the tmimus which we're talking about. It can't be replicated by the guy. In fact, there's a maisa. We'll see a few maisim in a moment. We're going to conclude with maisim. But there's a maisa before the maisa. In the times of the Baal Shem Tov, there was a guy, who a koiner, a priest. It was like the talk of the town that he was a mamish and onov. And it bothered the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that they were saying that about this priest. So he went to go track him and to follow his ways. And he saw that he was misnagging himself with a big shiflas and a big anava. So after the day that he saw the Baal Shem Tov was following him around, so the priest turned to the Baal Shem Tov and he says, "So you see, I have such good anava." So the Baal Shem Tov had a big relief and he said, "Oh, Tat and Himmel, you see the difference between the yid and the guy. What real anava is, what real bittul is, a real ayin is, it can't be replicated. Because only Klai Yisrael that were mekusher to the Makar HaChai. And because we're mekusher to that inyan of Malach HaRetz Kavodai, we are able to be ayin before the Ribbono Shel Olam. But nobody is able else, no other nation could be ayin. Only the Jews, Klai Yisrael, who stood at Har Sinai when Hashem said, Anecha Hashem Elokecha, and He revealed inyan milvadai, we accepted Matan Torah, we accepted Kabbalah Torah, not just to have Torah Shebichsav, we accepted the truth. We were willing. We agreed to make ourselves ayin that Hashem should say oyin amavadai. And Hashem is forever grateful for that. That's what it means. Panah b'panah diba Hashem achem. Hashem spoke to us. And Chazal say that we died. There was a misa. And then Hashem gave us a tchiyas amesim. Yeah, there's a misa. Because there's no other way to accept that oyin amavadai. Then Hashem made it work. Of course, He's not beyond Him to make it work. But everything else is just a mimic. It's just a fake copy of the real shiflas and the anava that a Jew is capable of. Take a look at the middle Maramako. Towards the bottom, Mesafer Mihab Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, we have four stories. Shebo Pam Achas La'izir, that once somebody came to a city, U'bikshu Yisrael Lispal B'Veis HaKnes V'Halach Lisbal. And, no, the Baal Shem Tov came, and he asked to be brought to the shul to daven there. When he came into the hallway, who have polish, that's what it's called, Amar Kanes Pal, Hashem said, "I don't want to daven in the shul. I'd rather daven here." And he didn't go inside the shul. Everybody was very sad, had a chalisha sadas, as if the Baal Shem doesn't want to daven with them in the main shul. And explained himself. Right? Many years before, there was a simple Jew, a Vasa Trugger. Right? Every good Baal Shem Tov story has a Vasa Trugger. the water carrier, that he was in this town, and it was a very cold day, but it didn't stop him from doing his duties. And he passed out water to all the people of the town. It was such a cold day. So he had to stay outside extra long. And he came to one home. And he said, what time is it? He said, it's like 11 o'clock in the morning. And he cried out, haven't davened yet. And he ran into shul, and he didn't make it into the shul. Va'amad ba polish, he stood in this hallway, lahaniach tefillin, to put on his tefillin. Ava habes yad shalai, but his tefillin shal yad, nikresh v'nistabek, it became like attached to his skin because of the cold. Mirev hakor lahayad, the kara habes yad, and when he took it off, he pulled it out, b'mehiris me'ayad, so quickly, v'hischal hadam l'shalai me'ayad, and the blood was flowing from his arm. V'nas rash b'zeh b'shamayim, and there was a big tumult going on in Shemayim about this. Vinase Sham Shar. Rash turned into Shar HaTfila. Made a Pesach of Tfila in the spot. He wanted to daven here. He wanted to daven where the Shar was because of the Mesiris Nefesh of a simple Jew that he had for the Rabban Shalem. That he should daven, even though it was late, to be noise for other Jews. Didn't matter. That's where he wanted to daven. That's where he felt the connection to the Rabban Shalem. To the left, Sipik Kedushas Adinu Abinu Marino Rabenu, Rav Yosef mi Papa, Tachas Achas Asichim Uvdu Meivah Shem Tov Hakadosh, Shepa Machas Lakachim Matam Minav Chaper Kedush Bagalolin Saya. He once traveled on his Agala, on his famous Agala. VaAmad B'Bayis Achavam Alhem Boyu Ruich Vidi Oif Matzes Mitzvah. I want to show you, said the Baal Shem Tov, how a Jew bakes matzes. VaAmadu Eitzah B'Bayis Achad. They stood by the house, and the Baal Shem Tov was mestankel in the Bachalan. They were looking in the window. V'ro Eich Kafi Echadim Ishtoi, a simple Jew. A villager was baking matzahs with his wife. Lashu Isa Besagadlo, they were working the dough. Viharicha Viridlo Isa la matzahs, and they banged it out. Vinatvu Zeyal Panema, they were schwitzing. Ukushagamu Haaricha, and when they finished flattening it and making it, it was a nice circle. Hinichu ha matzahs alamita, they put the matzahs on the bed. Right? Definitely not something you want to do with matzahs. V'omar le'ishto, and he said to her, to make things worse, Ata Elech lahasik hataner, you wait here, I'm going to go turn on the oven. The Haim Ro came Tamo, and the Tamo were watching this and they were astounded. They couldn't believe what was going on. The Rebbe came to bring us to show us Trefa Matzahs, to bring us to show us Chametz. Shuladaitim Chametz, they show us Zman Arach B'Yisik. It was much more than 18 minutes. So Habal Shem Tov Haven Pliyasam, he understood what was going on. Vinatal Yadav Akdashim Yorosel Negadinim, he took his hands and he put it over their eyes. Vineskal Hamachse Nifla, and he opened up their eyes to new eyes. What did they see? Eich malachi 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 mala, how the malachim were coming down. Yodim in the shemaim. V'seichim bevrasam u'makim mechanteim. They were banging the dough. Alamatzes kedesh levodi dechim was that it shouldn't become chametz. So while the balabas and the wife were not working the dough, the malachim were working it. Achi yugmar hasakasana until finally the tana was heated and they put it into the tana. V'hizbil hamabal shem tov shabashemaim rotim yusha sheyhudi azeh. In Shemayim they saw the tmimus of this Jew. Eich shehu chara lekayim mitzvahs matzah b'tmimus gedola. How he's working that it should be miskayim b'tmimus. Aval kimen shehu ish hamani v'ma'aretz. V'ini yodeh sheish yisra b'shiyus matzah. Even though he's an amayis, he doesn't know the halachas. Al kimen ha-shemayim chasu alav. He was zeichet to siyata the Shemayim. Shele yikasha chasu shalom b'yisra chametz. V'shaluchu malachim elav ishram matzahs. And he was zeichet to eat real kosher matzahs. This is Hashem's kosher symbol on these matzahs. Whereas a Talmud Chacham who knows all the halachas, if he thinks, I know the halachas, he's not zeichet to the siyata d'shmar. So who could be so sure that you're not going to have a mashu chametz? Who has the real kosher matzahs on Pesach? Take a look to the right in the middle. Ma'isim Yehab Hashem Tov. What brings out this whole yesod, the mesiris nefesh and the tmimus that is buried within a Jewish heart, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh nishmasa begim zimiraimim sheinira libna Reb Tziach HaPetirasa. He appeared to his son Reb Tzvi. Many people don't even know he had a son, Reb Tzvi. He assumed they made him be a rebbe after the Baal Shem Tov, but there's a whole maisa how it went to the Magid, but he was certainly right to fill his shoes. He appeared to Reb Tzvi after his death. And Reb Tzvi said, Tati, as if he never had a chance to ask him this question in his lifetime, how does a Jew serve Hashem? And the Hashem Tov showed him a big mountain underneath the heavens. And next to it, there was a very deep valley. And the Baal Shem Tov was standing on the top of the mountain. And he threw himself into the valley. And he shattered into many pieces. So he said, but don't be fooled to think Pshat L'maaseh is that a person has to, of course, not to throw himself off mountains. A person doesn't have to exert himself in Mesirus Nefesh. The word is that every Jew has this Mesirus Nefesh because Hashem is the Chai HaChai. And the Gan Tzelem, the whole Avodas Hashem is to reveal what the Baal HaTanya was describing. The bare Mesirus Nefesh that every single Jew has because we met our Creator at Har Sinai. And He said, Anei Hashem Elokecha, and He revealed to us that He's the source of our lives. And when a person serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu Mesirus Nefesh, he's attaching himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not that he's attaching, he's revealing his attachment to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you could read a story like this without the Hakdamas, you could say, what? This is impossible. This doesn't make any sense. A person has to give up his life for Hashem, he's throwing himself off mountains, that's not the Pshat. The greatest tainig, the greatest oinig, the greatest connection to the Emes and to the Chaim is that if a Jew has it in his heart and he says to Hashem, I'm willing to do anything and everything for you. Because it's Ein L'Mavada, and you're the root of my life. That's the V'hatim Advegim Hashem Elokecha Chaim Kulchem Hayom. When a person is Davik to Hashem, that's Chaim. You're attaching yourself to true life. Like I said by Matan Torah, now you've seen Kashi Edaber Es Elokim Es Ha'odav Achai. Now that Hashem has spoken to you, you know what real life is. That Gilei HaChaim is the Derech HaLevayda Dabash Shem Tov. And we'll conclude with the following story from the Beis Avram, from Slanim. On the bottom right, Heru L'Bahal B'Shem Tov. They showed the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Zuchisaginir Alecha, Shu Yeshutva B'Gan Eden. Min HaShemayim, they showed the Baal Shem Tov who his partner was going to be in Gan Eden. The Chazal say, the Mesfarim bring out, that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik a place in the Gan Eden. What's Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik? So the Mefarshim explain that every single Jew has a partner in Gan Eden. It's him and a friend. So they showed the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh who his Shutav is going to be in Gan Eden, right? Where is this going? So if we hadn't had the Shir yet, you would have said this, that, but have a little bit of a half meaning of where it's going, but you don't. Because you would still not think this. V'nasa l'roisa matzoshu ish Yehudi Pashut. Okay, that we would have assumed maybe by now. They saw that it was a Pashut Jew. Baal k'seifayim rechavos, very broad shoulders, v'orif ol v'shamin, a very thick neck. V'lorim imenu shumin yamiyuchat. And the Baal Shem Tov looked at him, and he said, what's with this guy? She arrived the Madrega Kazu that he should be Zaychet to big Madregas, the big places. And he asked him, what's the deal with you? And he said back to the Baal Shem Tov, the reason why I'm so big and I'm so broad and I'm so muscular, because I eat a lot, that if I should be Zaychet to give up my life for Hashem, she harig al kiddush Hashem. But a Jew, he declares this truth twice a day, every day, in Shema and Davening. As we'll see when we speak about Tefillah, if we're Zeichet to get there, what it means, Shema and Tefillah, what does that mean in Chassidus, to Daven and to say Shema? Every single day in Davening, I say, I'm willing to be Meister Nefesh. If I'm actually Zeichet to that, Sheyihi Lo Tzavar Shamin, I want that my neck should be very fat, very thick. So they have to really dig in it. I want to feel the Mesirus Nefesh for Hashem. Simple Jew. But you, he said to the Baal Shem Tov, that your neck is so thin. What's going to be? Your moment of your bliss will be like that. What type of a life are you living? That's the Baal Shem Tov's partner. But this shows about the heart of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, like we saw in the previous Maya Malka. But the Baal Shem Tov was not looking to give his life a Mesirus Nefesh like this Jew was. He may not have, but he was living his life in Mesirus Nefesh. But that's why the two halves of the same coin. There was a Jew who was willing to die with Mesirus Nefesh, and he worked his whole life that he should be a Keli to be Mesirus Nefesh B'Shas M'Sesai. And there was the Baal Shem Tov on the other side who lived every single moment of his life to live in Mesirus Nefesh. That's how we measure a Jew. Not by his lamdas, not by his chachma, but by the tzmimis. But that tzmimis is this. not that you don't know. It's not that a person is foolish. It's that it's a tzmimus which comes from, like the Baal HaTanya taught us, the makor nefesh ha-yehudi, which has a rishimu de kedusha from Matan Torah. That he understands balaycha la'aretz kevodei. That's the emuna, that's the bitachon, that's the dvikus, that's the tzmimus which is the hallmark of a yid. We should be zeicher to walk in that path and to be tzmimus to kiyidin. And to the live of Mr. Mr. Shamis, I can be zeicher to the Irish Mashiach that came and be able to know.